Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, what's going on, man? What's good? It's the one and only Knowledge, bringing it to you live and on time, man. A million troops, people. Find it all at blogtalkradio.com/NA-Corp2. Also, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/pages Ohio's Finest Magazine. Shout out to my boy Capo O for the sounds and all other producers that support the tunes. I want to send out big ups and prayers for one of Ohio's finest very own, Angel Lettner, and her family. The loss of loved ones and cancer-related surgeries are definitely serious, people. Today on The Million Truths, man, we talking about the work ethic in the hood and the value systems in the hood, and as well as in the home. If we got time, we'll get on why women cheat and why men cheat and how to spot a cheater. Now, you tell me about that one. Because this shit get real. So let's get live when we get live, man, and don't waste no time, because that's just what we do, and find out how we can get it, man. You understand me? So, first off, let's get to that work ethic in the hood. Now, when you think of work ethic in the hood, man, what do you think about? You know what I mean? Do you know what work ethic is? Let's explain that shit real fast, man. Your work ethic is how you proceed to get things done, whether you do it slow, whether you do it fast, whether you do it sloppy, or whether you do it organized. That's your work ethic. Some people have it, some people don't. Some people consider work not doing no work at all as considered to other people. I mean, it's all just pretty simple, man. Pretty simple shit. But anyway, let's get to it, man. What's jumping? The work ethic in the hood, man, it's crazy. Because first off, you got to decide what hood you're going to take. Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to pick a specific hood. I'm going to speak in general, because that's what I do, right? Now, the work ethic in the hood, now, I know some motherfuckers who, when they get jobs, they work. And, I mean, they learn fast, they get it in, they get it done, you know what I mean? But one thing I've always heard was, to make it, you got to shut up. And that shit don't make no sense to me. To make it, you got to shut up, man. I mean, come on, what is that about? To shut up and just shake your head? Ain't that what slaves used to do? I thought so, man. But the work ethic in the hood, from the perception that I see it, is... it's good and it's bad, and it's got its pros and its cons, for real, for real. This is a nice little topic, man, because some parents tell children you have to work. Some people explain to their children why it is important to obtain as well as hold on to significant employment, man. Now, I know a lot of people who don't want to get jobs because they say they're not paying enough. But then I look at other factors. Nigga, how long is your resume? You know what I'm saying? You ain't did nothing, and you expect to get a job getting $15, $16, $22 an hour, man. You got to know some shit to get that kind of money, man. You understand? So I'm telling you niggas right now, that's sitting at home, you keep telling your girl, oh, baby, I ain't getting no job. The motherfuckers don't pay nothing. I ain't fucking with McDonald's. Them niggas don't pay no real money. It's more money. It's the longevity in the money is longer than you sitting your ass on the couch or going to go hang with your homie smoking weed all day and shit, talking about you grinding, right? Now, you could be getting money grinding, but that shit going to come to an end. You can go to jail for that. You can't go to jail for going to McDonald's. You can't go to jail for going to the local temp service and knocking off a job. I know that shit hard, nigga. So don't sit there and be like, oh, you don't know what the fuck you talking about, because I go through it my damn self. I've been through it. You understand me? So what I'm telling you is the real shit. I can tell you every excuse you're going to make up before you come up with it, and I bet you one of you motherfuckers come up with a different one based off the ones that I tell you. Some of you might even use the ones I tell you, so I ain't going to tell you. But I tell you that the work ethic in the hood, man, is strong and it's weak. Because you got some people who get out there and they like, shit, you know, I got to get it. And when they say they got to go get it, they mean by any means necessary, man. You know? And Dr. Martin Luther King said that, man, by any means necessary. But see, then you got a lot of foolish motherfuckers who want to take that out of context. You know what I mean? They hear the quote, but they didn't hear the speech it came from. So they like, oh, you know, I can do this and I can do that. Now, I ain't knocking you, nigga, because it's every different parts of the game. And the game ain't just the street. The game is everything, businesses. You know what I mean? The economy, socialization, period, is the game. Because it's different walks, it's different types, it's different styles, and it's different ways of getting shit done. You know what I'm talking about? So we focused on the work ethic in the hood. I started a lot of small businesses, and I had a lot of people who I told about the small businesses before I even started them. Now, when I first tell them, you know, they paying attention and they're not paying attention. Some motherfuckers is coming up with ideas. Some motherfuckers is just sitting there like, oh, yeah, okay. But, you know, ultimately everybody like, shit, bro, hit me up. I want to work. But year after year, I'm outside doing that shit by myself. Which, you know, I ain't crying because all the proceeds go to me, but I would rather help somebody else get some money instead of every time I see you telling me you ain't got shit or you hurt or you got to get on this move. You understand? Don't make excuses for the bullshit, man. The work ethic in the hood should be strong. Parents should tell children and also show, man, explain it to them, the importance of maintaining and staying consistent with it for long periods of time, man, not a couple months, not 2-3 months, or pack money and all that little shit. That shit don't make no sense, you understand? But like I said, it's every different parts of the game. I'm speaking from my opinion, nigga. So if you don't like that shit, hey, that's on you, you understand me? Because my motherfucking opinion gonna remain what it is, no matter how sensitive you get to this shit. So just know that shit, nigga. And if your ears that sensitive, get off the show, you feel me? We ain't gonna stop without you, bro. But, the parents need to start teaching kids better work ethic, man. That they got to get in and they got to do this shit. Don't just say, hey, you got to get a job. But, you know, when children, as they get older, you start to see characteristics in them. And you can pretty much damn near place your finger on what good jobs would be startups. By that, I mean first ones. You know what I'm saying? So if your child likes to talk and smile and laugh, then maybe something in hospitality would be great for them. Customer service or something. If they like to be more reserved, laid back, off in the cut, you know what I'm saying, work alone, then shit, they might need a little warehouse job or something. You understand what I'm talking about? But we need to start teaching children, as well as a lot of these adults, really, man. I mean, a lot of people focused on the kids. A lot of people need to be focused on the adults because the children learn off the adults. And if the adults don't know when you're teaching the children, then the children grow to feel that the parents are inferior. Which means what? No authority from the elders. A lack of respect will come from the children in the direction of the mature and the elders of the community. If I'm wrong, call in and tell me, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't be soft about it, bro. 516-666. 9951, bro. Call in and tell me what it is. Females alike, you know. Some women sit in the house and they try to teach their kids, and their kids still go in the opposite direction. You can't tell a person what they're going to be, but you can advise them on the directions that they're going. Don't just say, don't do this. Show them why you don't do this. Explain to them why you don't do it. When you kill the curiosity, you feel me? Kill the curiosity, the child, 9 out of 10 will not do it. Shit, it's the same way for some adults, but then we see time and time again, countlessly, on TV as well as in, you know what I'm saying, actual life that don't even get broadcasted on TV. Some people just like bumping their head on the same bump, over and over and over, bro. What kind of shit is this? You know what I mean? So the work ethic, man, is not really, it's not as strong as it should be in the hood. You know what I'm saying? We make up a lot of the workforce, but we don't get the proper attention. So that could be a reason why some people's work ethic is not in the best of standards that it could be, you know? They ain't paying you enough. They working you like a slave, talking to you like you ain't got no intelligence about yourself. That could also be one of the possibilities that the work ethic in the hood is, you know what I'm saying, damaging as it is. Lack of jobs, lack of job placements within social, economical areas and resources obtainable by the people in those areas. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot of different reasons. It's a lot of pros and cons to the situation, man. You know what I mean? Now, what I'm going to do is we're going to get on that real controversial topic that we've been trying to figure out for countless years. A lot of philosophers, you know what I'm saying, a lot of professionals in their field have went a long way, far and wide, to try to figure out why women cheat and why men cheat. But I'm going to tell you today, right here on A Million Truths at 516-666-9951, I'm going to tell you your boy Knowledge, going to give it to you real. I'm going to let you know exactly why that shit jump off. But before I get into that, we're going to slide down on some of these tunes, man. Let's get it, you know what I mean? And we're going to chill out for a second while I regroup myself and get with it. Don't forget to check out Wix.com, Just For You Fashion. Get the latest in hip-hop apparel from local designers and everything to fit your fashion needs, man, at a great, decent price. Pocket-friendly prices, people, you need to check that out. You also need to check out Wix.com, Olivia's Kitchen. Order you some of that good soul food, man, straight from the kitchen. Home-cooked food. With a great soul attached to it, man. I'm talking about personality here, people. We talking about fried chicken. We talking about 7 different types of ways that you can dress up some fat, soft, hot, buttery potato wedges, player. Yeah, you heard it right. Potato wedges. Not too skinny ass french fries, but big, big, buttery potato wedges, man. Real potatoes, nothing artificial, nothing clone, man. You need to get with it, bro. Check it out now. I'm playing with them. They got your local Labali's located in Dayton, Ohio, on Gettysburg. They got your boy over there at JJ's chicken. They got some real good food, man. You know, I'm just going around. I'm testing out food and seeing what it is, man. Y'all need to get with it, man. Playing games with it. right, man, we about to jump back in, and we're going to talk about why women cheat. We're going to talk about why men cheat, man, and we're going to figure out what it is that's really going on out this motherfucker, bro. You feel me? We back, man. It's your boy, Knowledge, once again, on and again, straight from the city, the gym city, of course, bringing it to you live on A Million Truths. We ain't playing with this shit. We ain't going to sugarcoat this motherfucker shit to you niggas, you understand me? Or you motherfucking females and bitches alike, you know? It's bitches and it's females, it's niggas and it's whole-ass niggas. So I'm talking to everybody when I'm talking to everybody, you understand? Sensitive ears, get your ass off this radio station. It ain't for you. Real motherfuckers that want to know the truth, want to stay live and figure out how to get to the prize. Nigga, at the end of that rainbow is a pot of gold, bro. If you bold enough and smart enough to get to the end of that motherfucker before it disappear. You hear me? Now, today we on here talking about why women cheat and why men cheat. Now, let's slide and let's ride and figure out why we do what we do. I say, I'm going to start with the women. Yeah, we're going to do the women. Ladies first. Why women cheat? My opinion on why women cheat, man. Several reasons, and I'm just going to start lining them up. Some of them I might act out an actual skit so you can get a better perception of what it is after I tell you what it is. But I think a lot of times one main reason women cheat is lack of attention. What I mean by lack of attention, not listening to the woman, not taking into consideration her pains, her struggle, her trouble, her confusions, her passions, her hopes, her dreams, her inspirations. You know what I'm saying? Her ambitions to consummate, man. You know what I'm saying? She wants to consummate, no matter what it is. It could be something great. It could be something small. It don't make no difference, man. She wants attention. Now, a lot of men don't get any women attention. Only time you give them attention is when you want something. A woman ain't dumb. She understand that. She recognize that. She see that. And she like, man, there's more to me. Then she try to show you more. It's something that you don't want to see because you was talking the shit with Saul. So, you know, you kind of turn her away, and then you meet a motherfucker like me that's like, hey, man, I'm going to listen. Then what happened? Shame. Other reasons why women cheat, man. Women cheat for a lot of different reasons, you know. They're more emotional than men are. So, you know, they see things in a different light than what we do. We try not to pay attention to some things, but some things we do pay attention to. We just choose not to say nothing about it, you know. And that all plays into why a woman's promiscuity will lead astray from the person that she's claiming. Correct? Now, men, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to dab on you a little bit. You know, we tend to do shit opposite of what we know we should do only because of how it's going to look, the type of name that it'll give to us for other men to remember us by, you know what I'm saying, our local society and community, how they will remember us as. And we tend to take the low road when it comes to things like this. We are more prone to sell out to a little bit that shine right now than to buy the old spoons in the box at the auction, take them home, spend a couple dollars, get some cleaner, and see that these motherfuckers was made of platinum and not some cheap copper or something that you thought they were, man. You know what I mean? And men, we cheat because we like to conquer. You know, we like to conquer. A lot of men are alpha males. Men that are alpha males, they tend to sleep around, I think, but they're not as much as a man that's not an alpha male, because an alpha male, he sees things that other ones don't. You know, so the lesser would try to make up for those qualities by trying to have a large amount of, you know what I'm saying, body counts as far as sexual experimentation with the opposite sex goals. But all in all, I'm not going to say cheating is bad. I'm not going to say cheating is good. Whatever it is you choose is up to you, man. You know? If she take you back, then hey, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Shut the fuck up. Quit crying about that shit when he do it again. And if you take her back after she cheat, man, hey, man, shut the fuck up. You know? And go with the punches if that's what you're going to stand for. You can't stand there with your chest out and say, I ain't going to stand for this shit, bitch. Or I ain't going to stand for this shit, you whole ass nigga. And then turn around and, I'll take you back. And you know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to move on, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And then we sit and wonder why shit be the way it is. You know? So sometimes men and women sit down subconsciously and help each other lean towards cheating instead of being faithful and loyal and don't even know it. You know? You parade him around in front of other women just to show, oh, this is what I got. Now, if you know you got something good, you know they're going to look now. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to wonder, oh, shit, what is she doing to have something like that? I wonder if I'm good enough to have something like that. So they're going to try. It's just human nature. Same thing with men. You mad because motherfuckers looking at her, but you brought her out the house. You decided to be seen when she wore what she wore. Sometimes you motherfuckers request that they wear certain types of attire to situations, and then you get mad when they get attention. Huh? Do that shit even make sense? Do it even make sense, bro? I don't think this shit makes sense. You understand? But, I mean, you know, that's just how some people is, and that's just how some people not, bro. What can we do about the situation? It's all crazy. Huh? Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. Whatever, whatever. But men cheat, women cheat. It's inevitable just because of the laws of attraction. And we're human, man. We're human. Just because you slid your shit in, you know what I'm saying? Because you just slid your dick in something, or, you know what I'm saying, bitch, and put a mouth around something. It's not bad, man. It's life. You're either going to deal with it or you're not. You know, you're going to deal with it or you're not. Simple as that, man. I mean, that's pretty much how a lot of shit in life works. Either it is or it ain't, man. You motherfuckers need to quit trying to step in the middle. Ain't nothing worse than a motherfucker trying to stand in the middle. That's like me, if you're driving up the street or down the street, you're going to get out the car, stand in the middle on the yellow lines and hope don't nobody hit your dumb ass because you don't know whether you want to go this way or that way. It's inevitable, man. You're going to get smacked by that motherfucking car, dog. You understand me? Ain't no sense of crying and acting all kind of crazy and shit. You know what? I'm going to start doing shows, man. Well, I'm going to start playing roles of other people, man. You feel what I'm saying? So you can get a better view of how they bring some comedy, some life to this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's all they do, bro. You can bring life to it, too, man, with the guest call-in number, man. 516-666-9951, bro. Again, 516-666-9951. Keep it jumping. Let's get with it, man. It's your boy. Jumping. I just thought of some heat. Check this shit out. Every time I have a radio show, or better yet, I'm going to announce it on the show in the post. So look for it on Facebook and all the other websites. We're gonna put it as a freestyle. Me against whoever. I choose the beat. Bro, get 30 seconds. Then we let the callers call in and vote on who win. And if you win, I'll play your music on my radio show for everybody to hear. Help promote you with what you're doing through my radio show for free. Right? So check me now. If you got flows, nigga, bring your shit out. Because that's what it's going to do. Cause hey, listen, I ain't gonna play with you. Listen, I ain't gonna play with you, man. He hit, and I don't know what to do. So we need to figure out what's going on when it's what's going on, man. As a matter of fact, as soon as this show is over, I'm gonna put up a post to explain in full detail what's going on. But it gets serious on you niggas.
Yeah. Because that's how you feel. Feel like dropping some bars right now. Stomach full. Pockets full. Mind full. Ambitions on trash. I don't even want to take away. So the nigga try to break away. Every time I see a better day, when these motherfuckers want to chop, nigga better play. I don't even want to see it, man. You ain't even ready for it. But a nigga come bustin', bitch ass nigga talking loud, cause these motherfucking niggas know what to do, never be trusted. That boy on steady. Keep it on heavy. Play posse like your pussy ass niggas from a Rangers, man. Can't give you nothing. Then you don't know how to come at me, man. But I like this beat, I'ma tell you something about, man. And that shout outs to your boy, Capital O, man. You can find him on YouTube, Capital O. He a producer, a beat maker and mixer, man. Got great sounds, man. You need to check him out, bro. You need to check out Going All In, man. You got a local rapper, Christian, excuse me, gospel rapper, coming all the way from Troy, Ohio, man. The boy got sounds, he got tunes, man. He with Minister G. They doing their thing, man. They coming to y'all live, man. You need to check him out, bro. That's on Facebook, and it's called Going All In, man. Craig Wallace, Going All In. Need to have fun with that, man. Then you got your boy Crucial Hendrick coming all the way from the GM City doing his thing. You can catch him out on SoundCloud, man. He got good tunes. And when I say, man, the boy got hip-hop, the boy got hip-hop, man. You know, we ain't thinking about Jiggas. We ain't thinking about Khalifas. We ain't thinking about Drakes and all that other, you know what I'm saying, peanut butter and jelly-ass motherfuckers, man. We talking about some real local motherfuckers that's right here that you can catch where you at, what you doing, what you doing. You understand me? That's going to drop you good tunes and good sounds, man. Big up to the niggas over there in the natty doing their motherfucking thing, holding it down. You know what I'm saying? To the captains and the cats doing what they got to do to make sure that they got damn babies eating, they family eat. You know what I mean? Shoot some of that music down at your boy. I'll go ahead and put you out here, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to make a show where it ain't going to be nothing but just featured music with a couple commercial skits throughout. A local catch, man, and they new music coming to you, man. All new promotion, man. Check out your boy Mo Better. He keep it live, man. Check him out on Facebook. He keep the post going. He keep the post jumping. He know where it's going down. He know how it's going to happen, man. And if you get with him, bro, you can do the same motherfucking thing. You need to get with it. You need to check out Majestic Photography coming out of Piqua, man. Fine person right there. Great lady, man. Take great family. Cassietta, bachelorette, bachelor, wedding, birthdays. It don't make no goddamn difference, man. She can take the picture for you. Reasonable prices at that. You need to check that out, man. Come on down to Troy, Ohio. Check out Tim Hortons, man. They got the latest and the greatest of all different pastries and exotic coffees from around the world. Great things doing, man. I love Tim Hortons, you hear me? And La Fiesta. Big ups to the Hispanics. Big ups to the Hispanics doing their motherfucking things out here, man. I see you on their roof. I see you under their car, bro. Do what you gotta do, man. Get that money. Now, we're going to get the fuck up on out of here, man, with this motherfucker, my reflection, because a lot of you cats need to understand it's your reflection, not mine.